Growing in Spontaneity by Vimala Thakkar. Never argue with one's own understanding. The whisper of intelligence is always there, whatever you do. If you create a time lag between the whisper of intelligence and understanding in you and your action, then you're preventing the cerebral organ from growing into a new dimension. When you argue with intelligence, when you postpone acting according to understanding, then there's confusion. The brain gets confused. The voice of understanding, the voice of intelligence, has an insecurity about it. How do you know that it's the right thing? So we tend to ignore it. Instead, we accept authority, we conform. But the brain cannot be orderly, competent, accurate, and precise if you don't listen to it, if you have no respect. We're so busy with the outside world and its compulsions that the world that's inside us does not command that respect and reverence, that care and concern from us. So one has to be a disciple of one's own understanding. Look upon that understanding as the master. Sometimes one may commit a mistake. It might be the whim of the ego, and we might mistake the whim, the wish of the ego, for the voice of silence and intelligence, but that we have to discover. Unless you commit mistakes, how do you learn to discriminate between the false and the true? In learning, there's bound to be a little insecurity, a possibility of committing mistakes. Why should one be terribly afraid of committing mistakes? So instead of accepting the authority of habits and conditionings, while one is moving, one watches, and when there's a suggestion, a whisper from within, from one's own intelligence, one does not neglect, ignore, or insult that. To eliminate the time lag between understanding and action is the way to grow into spontaneity.